process at the moment of preparation that has gone into the event deserves.
We're at the speech.
I think sometimes there's a degree of unfair criticism about the lack of cooperation between various agencies and bodies. But as you can see from this partnership, a lot can be achieved when people put their minds to it and put Cork first. Our opening speaker this evening is the first citizen of County Cork, and I'd like you now to give a big welcome to County Mayor, Councillor Jim Daly.
Right, here comes Jim Daly.
Thank you, Michael. When Michael was inviting you all up to the front there, it reminded me of the parish priest at home, Mango, who was afraid that the church would heal with the height of people keeping down the back. So you are indeed very welcome to move forward and keep up front. According to this, Marie Gilear, the one Sakina fought to fear Pruy, a car with Gok in the Vina and so, Tasulukam Dominic Ship Gilear, fear salt as an couple of law to suffer.
This is Irish being spoken.
My dear friends, you're all very, very welcome here to this event, and it is my pleasure to welcome you and wish you every success for the couple of days that have been organised here. We are very proud in Cork County Council of this event, and we are very proud of those involved who have come on board and helped to make it a huge success. It was last year, and this year, by the sheer volume of participants alone, it has already surpassed last year's very, very successful event. So that's a huge tribute to the people who organised it, namely ourselves in Cork County Council, the County and City Enterprise Boards, and of course it's partnered by Cork Chamber of Commerce. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank the Irish Examiner, who have sponsored this gathering here this evening, and who are media sponsors of the event, and News Talk and George Hook, who will be joining us tomorrow, I understand.
Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting George Hook.
Very, facilitating for the organisers and have aided greatly thus far in assisting in the smooth running of the event. There is, tomorrow I think, planned something in the region of 3,000 meetings, and that's an extraordinary amount of meetings and networking opportunities and business opportunities.
3,000 meetings tomorrow.
We in Cork County Council see this initiative as a chance for businesses to come together, to meet, to learn, to network, to get to know, and to grow. It's all about growing, because you are our bread and butter. Businesses and whatever rating authority you are paying the rates and are effectively the bread and butter of every council. So we look at this as a particular challenge to reach out to the business community and to afford you opportunities and to assist you by way of networking and all the other events and abilities to tap into those to increase your business. And if that happens, then this county and counties far and wide will improve and grow. So it's extremely important to us on that level. There's already
the opening
statement
from
the
mayor, and I'm going to pause it and I'll come on with the next speaker when the next speaker comes on.
Coming back to the partnership arrangement and what can be done when people work together, state agencies, local authority and private organisations, no more so than the cooperation that we get and the strong working relationship that we have with Cork Chamber. So at this stage, I'd like to introduce the President of Cork Chamber, Mr. Gerry O'Mahony.
The President of Cork Chamber, Gerry O'Mahony.
Thank you, Michael. County Mayor, County Manager, fellow business people, I'm delighted to be associated with the event today. And it's a great reflection on the activity and the bonds that exist between business people. The only problem coming after in the speech after the County Mayor was so accomplished is that everything I have known he's already said, so now that the mayor with me when I make it up as I go along. Some of my friends will say I do that most of the time anyway, so it might be so difficult. I suppose maybe what I see from the events of today and over the next few days is that the mental attitude that exists among business people. And while there have been difficult times, and while we exist in difficult times, the can-do attitude of business people, the can-do attitude of everybody to get through the difficulties we've had is actually amazing. And I suppose when you look at this region that we live in, and you see that we've been trading since the early 1100s and before that, utilizing the barter system, and some days I think we're back to the barter system again because the level of cash moving around isn't all
well,
that
I
great.
Do like the
but
barter
actually,
system myself.
You and each other is phenomenal. And for so long as we actually stay focused and staying close to the people we do business with and understanding their needs and understanding what the demands are out there, then we will still be successful. Levels of success may differ, but actually maybe we need to recalibrate what success looks like. And success, actually is having customers and clients who are satisfied with what we do and are prepared to recommend us. And every day we meet new business people and new opportunities, that opportunity to create further success exists. I think the event that we've organized here is a very good example of the cooperation that can happen between local authority, enterprise boards, and business people. And you know what? The divides that have been created over the last period of time between public and private, they're actually not. They don't exist. We exist in a very small group. We live next to people who work in both public and private. And we are equally dependent on each other in public and private. And actually, it's all
he's
about
speaking
developing
looking
the economic
at
environment
at all.
That we live in and maximizing the opportunity. And if you look at what we have available to us in terms of what the region we live in, the quality of the infrastructure has been put in place by long-term planning, the enthusiasm that we have in the local authority, enterprise boards, and in business, there is no doubt that we're going to be successful as a region and we'll be successful in business. And actually, the boards you hear
to break
are
off now.
To each other
wait for the
and
next
moving
week.
Along and making new.
So to lean forward, the Irish Examiner.
The Irish Examiner is one of the main Irish newspapers. And here's Aidan Ford.
I'm just happy that I have my name tag. I don't have a chain, so this left hand. So. Good evening, Cork County Mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's immune to recession. Young, old, business owner, farmer, civil servant, payroll worker, singletons, parents, school children, upper tax bracket people in their 30s, lower tax bracket people in their 50s. Nobody's immune. But our collective immune systems are improving on a daily basis because we're facing a challenge that is not going to go away in a hurry. A challenge that is forcing us to become more inventive than ever before. We may not give ourselves credit for it, but we are becoming more innovative and more effective than ever. With this background, I must take this opportunity to extend sincere congratulations to the organisers and innovators of this unique gathering. The huge success of last year's inaugural event made it virtually impossible to deny its participants their feat. And this year looks to be even more vibrant and successful than
media
that.
Support for
and for
this,
the organisers must be applauded for their foresight and determination. And therefore, may I congratulate County Manager Martin Durden, Cork County Council, Cork County and City Enterprise Boards, and Cork Chamber relationships can be generated out of this unique and valued opportunity. A wise man once said, life will never provide warranties and guarantees. It can only provide possibilities and opportunities. It's up to us to convert them into success. Let's us use Cork Meet as a springboard to future stability and success. Thank you very much.
Excellent. So I think that's it. I think that's the official start.
Thanks very much, Aidan. To conclude, on behalf of the Enterprise Boards, I want to thank our partners, Cork County Council and Cork Chamber, for your cooperation and commitment. It's been a pleasure as well as being productive working with you over the years. I want to thank all of the people who worked so hard to organise this event.
Lots of people deserve thanks, you know. It's
all,
taken a lot
to
get this together.
Enterprise Boards. To all in the crew team for the organisation and promotion, to the staff in Cork and to the staff in Cork Chamber, to Plato
for
the organisation and
the staff who have done the administration work,
to Futuralia, the people behind the technology behind the event here. Thank you.
I'm standing in a very big room with a lot of dead sandwiches left over after people have had a bit of food. There's a bar at one end. There are people chatting. Great buzz. And there is Vincent. Vincent, hello.
How are you doing?
Speak. B2B Signs. I was just about to give your company a mention. Look, you are the people who did the signs.
We did the signage and the print for the event, yes.
And what was that like as a project?
Tight on deadlines, high on quality as usual with our industry. But we've had great fun.
And look, come on, you're Vincent Scanlon?
Yes, Vincent Scanlon, B2B Signs and B2B Print.
Oh, so. How would people find you on the internet?
www.b2bsigns.ie and www.b2bprint.ie.
Great. Well, look, there we
nice
are.
Nice to meet you, Paul.
We met by accident here. It's lovely to meet you again.
Enjoy the event.
It's Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye on Audioboo. Coming back to you later.